North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in remembrance of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. I have Antonio's parents on the line with me right now, Dion Clark and Tiffany Ingram. Welcome to the Mark White Show, both of you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. We did this last year, and I know that the bicycle drive was a success. And as we do this, your son's memory comes back. We honor him. We recognize him through this bicycle drive. And so I'm really proud of all the people who have joined in to make this effort possible, and I believe that you both would say it's been highly successful last year and looking forward to another successful event this year.
Agreed. It was last year was just really, really nice to how people responded in a short amount of time and, you know, came together, and we were very, very pleased and just really blessed and thankful for the output from everyone that was involved and helped.
Where did the idea come from for this bicycle drive, Tiffany?
Well, it originated from my brother, Quentin Ingram. Everybody pretty much knows him because he's the meat cutter at Elgin Foodland. Antonio always liked to, on Sunday afternoons, get outside with the kids and ride around on the scooter and the bikes. And we know he really enjoyed that. So we thought we could just incorporate that with the memory, and Quentin came up with that wonderful idea.
And Quentin is full of ideas, I tell you, because when he got to the meat market, you know, he started doing special foods, meats in honor of your son, and I thought that was pretty cool too.
Yes, sir, he did. Everybody who knows Antonio knows that he loved food, and Quentin just, you know, he's very creative. So he just, one day he called me and said, I have this idea, and I thought it was great. He created, I think, three different kind of entrees in honor of Antonio. So that was really awesome.
Well, and I was able to talk to Quentin last year about the first drive, and I know it was very difficult for you both to, so soon after, to start doing something like this, and I'm sure that's not an easy thing to do, but when you look at the success of the bicycle giveaway last year, I believe it does help to know that people do care about your son and that his legacy lives on in that way?
Well, just for me, you know, it just meant a great deal. I mean, you know, like I said before earlier, the outpour and just people, you know, coming up that knew my son and, you know, talked about all the nice things and compliments about him, and just for him to, his memory to be kept alive and for such a good cause, it meant the world to his mom and I.
How many bicycles were donated last year?
I think between the bikes and the scooters and skateboards, if I'm correct, it was 42.
That's great. For a first time out, Foodland's been great about allowing this to happen, to be able to have people bring those bicycles, scooters, skateboards to Foodland. That's a good deal, too, to have them want to be a part of this. I like that.
I do, too. I think it's just a great thing to do. Roger was the store manager there last year, and he was very excited about doing this. And I just really commend them for, you know, stepping up and allowing the family to be able to do that.
Now, do we have a goal this year for how many bikes, or do we just say, everybody bring a bike, we're good with whatever we get? Or is there a certain goal that you have this year for the bicycle giveaway?
I didn't have a goal this year. I think this year my big thing was to incorporate some special needs kids. And I don't want to give away the big surprise, but I have some particular things I wanted to do. Miss Joetta Trotsdale is actually getting on board to help me find four families with special needs kids for this year to be able to do something special for them.
Now you're teasing us.
I'm sorry, but it's a work in progress. I actually just got started with that part of it yesterday, but I knew last year I wanted to incorporate some other things into the drive, and hopefully every year, God willing, I'll be able to, you know, bring somebody or a different organization or something in as it grows to be able to expand it.
And that's a beautiful thing to watch something like that grow. You start with one idea and then you start intertwining other ideas, and then eventually you look and say, wow, we've come this far with an initial idea that grows into something even bigger. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely, because Antonio was full of ideas, so I just know that he would love to be able to branch it out, and he would be thinking about how to make it better. So I constantly think about, you know, how I can make it better, how I can reach more kids.
I've lost loved ones in my life, and I try to recognize them through what I do, through my show. And, of course, I tried to recognize Josie back when she passed away. And then, Dion, I know that you had a loved one recently pass away as well.
Sure, I did.
Keeping their legacy alive, you know, because you love that person, you care about that person, you want to do things that honor them. I think it's special for people listening right now for them to hear about Antonio's story and then think, what can I do in honor of my loved one? Maybe what they can do is be a part of this second annual bicycle giveaway and say, you know what, I'm going to donate a bike in honor of a person that I loved and I cared about that's no longer with me.
Absolutely. I have people, and especially people in my church community, you know, that have done that. And when somebody wants to donate, if anybody did wanted to do that in the name of that person, that would be absolutely great. I think that would be, you know, a great way not only to honor your loved one, but to be able to put a smile on a kid's face for Christmas.
Absolutely. And we know that there are children out there right now that maybe their loved ones, their parents, their caretakers want to give them a special Christmas, but it's just difficult, and it's gotten harder for people. And when you have these type of giveaways, if somebody wants to make a difference and they want to give that child a special Christmas, this is an opportunity to do that, to not only say, well, I sure do wish those kids would have something special for Christmas, instead of just saying it, this gives an opportunity to actually do it.
Absolutely. That's our goal, just to, you know, be able to reach out and, you know, just do what we can, because Antonio has that giving spirit, and that's what this is all about, you know, just honoring him and the way he honored people, you know, his 20 years of living.
I would, you know, just to piggyback on what his mom, Tiffany, said, I totally agree with that. The one thing that I would like for everyone to know is that anything that you can do, any, so to speak, small, large, or whatever deed, they're all a great and large deed. There's no small deed. If it's just money or an item or anything that you would like to help out with, we would be gladly appreciated, because I know some children, a child would be just joyful to have that. And, you know, anything you can do to help is appreciated.
Exactly. Right now, folks, we're talking to the parents of Antonio Dion Clark Jr., talking to Tiffany Ingram and Dion Clark, and we're talking about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in remembrance of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. And when we come back, we want to share how you can be a part of this effort, how you can donate a bicycle, a scooter, or a skateboard, be a part of this special effort. I'm so glad we're here at the second annual now and continuing this in honor of Antonio. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
She drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we honor Antonio Dion Clark Jr. We lost him last year in an accident, and now we have the second annual ADC Jr. Bicycle Giveaway. And right now I have on the line with me Tiffany Ingram and Dion Clark. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tiffany and Dion.
Thank you.
We've talked about the bicycle giveaway, and we want people who are listening to know exactly what you want them to do to be involved with this effort. I know that there are different ways that someone could help. Maybe they go and get a bicycle and bring it down to Foodland, or maybe they just contribute some money to help towards a bicycle. And as you mentioned, Dion, the last segment, big or small, everybody can find a way to make a difference.
Absolutely. And anything that's on a person's heart or they're able to provide or give is just much appreciated. Like you said, you want to bring a bicycle, that's appreciated. If you wanted to donate some money or an item, that would be very, very thoughtful as well and received.
And it sounds to me like, Tiffany, with the new ideas that are coming, if somebody really wanted to connect and make sure that they stayed connected with this effort, there are some ideas that are coming from this that maybe more people will need to be involved, and you'll need some volunteers, you'll need some help to help move this effort along.
Yeah, I'm hoping at some point. It's been really great. It's good to know people with different resources, like Ms. Trisdale. Everyone knows she's a teacher at Lauderdale County High School, and she actually won, I think, a bike and a skateboard last year. And I remembered that, and she actually donated her gift to the Angel Tree. And we actually had, I think, 3 to 4 people who won a bike that donated that bike to Angel Tree or another child in need. And I just think that's awesome. And so that was a good resource to be able to reach out to her, because she'll be able to help me to reach out, you know, to different areas to be able to find those families to receive these 4 special gifts.
They can go to the Elgin Foodland on Highway 101. The address would be 2861 Alabama Highway 101, Rogersville, Alabama. That's the Elgin Foodland, and they can drop off the donations there with Quentin, or they can give Quentin a call at 256-275-6275 or 256-247-1958. And there are a lot of people listening right now who might be outside of this area. If you would like to donate to the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway, you can donate through Cash App at $ZombieBreak, ZombieBreak. And of course, as I mentioned, they can go to Elgin Foodland and drop off the bicycles, the scooters, the skateboards, anything else that they can drop off. That's pretty much the 3 items you're accepting. Is that right?
Yes, sir. At this time it is.
As we close out the conversation, Dion and Tiffany, share a message about your son and his impact on the lives of young people, and why this means so much to you to have this annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway.
Well, my son is a very, very special individual. The way that he carried himself and how he conducted himself from young to old to in between, he just didn't meet any strangers, and he was just always about trying to, you know, bring laughter and fun and make someone feel special. And the one thing that honoring him through this way is just the smile that he had that hopefully we could provide to families, other children, so that they could, you know, have that infectious smile and feel loved and cared for and just know that someone cares. A lot of times one action can change a person's life forever. And it's what we like to say is pay it forward. The thing that may be a small or not so big thing to you to mean the world to someone else and to put them on a path where they can turn around and do the same thing and help others. So if we all look to even just help one person, if we all did that, what a better place the world would be and how we could help others as well. So he inspires us to be better and to live our way each day a little bit better, because at 20, in his 20 years, he just, I just can't put into words what he is and how he is as a person. And anyone who had the opportunity to meet him would tell you the same. It's just not our opinion of him. So we just wanted to do something to honor him and to have his legacy live on in that way in a positive manner.
I think that's absolutely correct. Dion couldn't have put it any better. You know, Antonio just had a smile that would light up the room. And to be able to imagine a child on Christmas, to be able to have a smile like that, you know, from something that we could do. I just, if that's the least I can do, then that's what I want to do, you know, to be able to honor my son and to be able to give that back to a child.
And, of course, we're sorry for the loss that you've experienced, and I believe that's something you'll carry the rest of your lives, not having your son here physically with you, but to be able to do this in his honor, I know that that has to help with some of the pain that you're going through.
It does. It really does. I think this time last year, right after and being such a short time, that was the one time I can actually say I felt like I had a heart again to be able to give and to do it in the memory of Gene.
Well, I want to thank you for both of your spirits, your giving spirits, to turn around and take a pain, a challenge in your life, a painful situation, and to turn it into a positive for children who are here with us, and for them to know that there's a young man who lived out his 20 years caring about other people, and that bicycle that sits under their tree, that scooter or that skateboard, is part of his legacy. And that is so important to come across right now to people, that Antonio meant so much to other people and made such a difference and an impact that people have stepped up in a big way to honor him. So again, we want people to donate to the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway. It began Monday, November the 1st, and it goes until December 17th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can drop off a bicycle, scooter, or skateboard with Quentin Ingram there at Foodland in Elgin. And again, for more information, call Quentin Ingram at 256-275-6275 or 256-247-1958. And I just want to thank you again, Dion, and thank you, Tiffany, for joining me here on the show today to share about this special event.
We really appreciate your time and you supporting us as well. It means a lot.
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it. As I mentioned, this show is dedicated to Antonio Dion Clark Jr., and we want you to be a part of the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Antonio and his parents who step forward to say, we want to make a difference in the lives of children. And if this show is making a difference in your life, I want you to share this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. To live and love in my hometown.
Ah, these are my kind of people. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.